Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. Fans of Japanese anime will find much to love in Mirai, a beautifully produced epic that takes on grandiose philosophical ideas in the guise of a simple family film about the importance of sibling ties. Problem is, its themes will probably fly right over the heads of most kids. The movie has received rapturous reviews in many circles, but to my mind, it concentrates a bit too much on pushing its viewpoint without breathing enough life into its characters. Part of this is due to the flat nature of the animation that makes facial expression an afterthought. Mirai is for older kids and adults only. Small children really aren't the demographic. They'll probably be confused and bored. Mirai is an animated art house effort that has plenty to offer for audiences with lots of patience and an affinity for thoughtful abstract ideas. The Guilty is a riveting Danish thriller about a police officer confined to an emergency dispatch room as a disciplinary action. He desperately tries to help a caller who turns out to be a panicked kidnap victim in imminent danger. Essentially, it's a one-man show with all of the action in The Guilty taking place in two rooms at the emergency dispatch center as the officer works to resolve the tense situation while wrestling with his own demons. Jacob Södergren is excellent as the conflicted officer, and Gustav Möller's writing and direction is taut. It's a favorite, I think, for a Best Foreign Language Oscar nomination. The Guilty is a textbook example of what one can do with limited financial resources when there's an abundance of talent and intelligence available. Also opening this week, The Possession of Hannah Grace is yet another exorcism horror flick that's been carefully hidden from the critics. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM. Freeze Frame!